this, and this. Coke Zero tastes like this.
He shoots! He scores!
It sounds like this. It feels like this. So when the game is on, try it with this. Coke Zero. Real Coca-Cola taste. Zero calories, zero sugar.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We'll talk briefly about Saturday night's game. Huskies coming in looking to rebound after that 3-1 loss, and everything that we were hoping to not happen kind of happened, where we get early penalties, Coach, and we're, as you said, back on our heels again early in the game. Tough to do in a building on the road like that.
Well, we didn't even get through a rotation of our forward lines. You know, we haven't, I think, this year. You want to get everybody out on the ice, get them a shift in, get them going. And actually, so they had just gotten on the ice, this group, and, you know, 2.5 minutes into the game, we're shorthanded. And I can't tell you it's even a penalty. I mean, Alex Smith just in a foot race for a puck, and he sort of just cuts in front of the guy and picks the puck up, and they give him an interference penalty, which is tough. But we're going to watch the penalties and just try to figure out what they're going to call and what they're not. But having said that, it just takes you out of any flow. And here we are. We're trying to have a good game. We're trying to bounce back, and right away we're killing a penalty. And like I said, they took one there shortly after on the power play too, and now we're 4-on-4. But still, we just never seem to get going until halfway through the period. You know, they get a couple penalties, and then we get an opportunity on the power play.
It's just interesting looking at the penalty summaries, and you and I were chatting about this before we went on the air today, but you mentioned Alex Smith gets the call, then boom, they get one too, we go 4-on-4. There was at least 5 or 6 times throughout the weekend, and maybe even just alone in that game on Saturday night, where that's what happened. Either if we had the power play, then we would get called, whistled for a penalty, and it'd go to 4-on-4, or vice versa. And it's just like you say, you never do get into that flow with your lines.
Well, you don't, and it's frustrating. We have to learn that. We're going to have to be, you know, you're trying to play aggressive game, but clean game and hard game, and we're going to have to really reevaluate how aggressive, you know, we are, and play, a safer, cleaner, smarter game. And overall, I like our work ethic. Like, I think our work ethic is there. We're working them really hard, and I think we're trying to do all the right things. We just have to work smarter. So that's where this falls into that category, where, you know, we're being aggressive, we're skating, we're working hard, we're playing strong. Now we have to play smarter and execute better. So those two things. So I can't fault our team's work ethic for the most part. And, we're showing up, we're playing hard, but we've got to play smarter. And then we have to execute better, whether that's on the power play or whether that's killing penalties. So, like I said, overall, there's a lot of good things going on. And I did look it up last year. So Minnesota State was 5th overall in the country in team defense, and Duluth was 8th. And I'm sure if you break that down even further into where they rank maybe on home ice, we went at 60 some teams. That's two of the tougher places to go into. So I'm not surprised with some of our offensive woes going into places, because you're not going to score a lot anyway. But that having said, we've got to make sure that we're playing really well defensively when you go into those buildings, because you're not going to score a lot. And I think that's one of the messages coming out of there is we have to we have to be rock solid defensively and continue to commit to team defense. And I think we're doing that 5-on-5. Now we've just got to tweak some things on the PK. And having said that, your goaltender's got to be your best penalty killer. And I think last year, you know, we had Jamie Phillips, and we're still not there, and the guys are playing well. But, you know, we have to make some strides in that area also to give ourselves a chance.
What about, I wanted to ask you about the too many men on the ice call, Coach.
Geez,
I mean, when, I think it was Hannah, or whoever it was, maybe Neville, knocked the puck down. I knew it was
Mike Neville.
It was going to be close. I saw the guy coming up. I know you had an argument there. Was it that we had a leg over the boards, or?
No, we're standing right by the bench, and usually they give you 2 feet there, so the player's coming off the ice, and they usually give you a couple feet before the next guy can come out. The hard part, though, is when the player's coming off, and then the guy jumping on the ice plays the puck.
Right.
That's where you see it called once in a while. But our guy's right by the bench, and I just want to get some clarification from our head of officials. If that's how he views that, if that's a penalty, that's a penalty. That's fine.
Okay.
So.
So in the first period, we even though all the penalties are going on for both teams, and I thought they called a couple of on them that were kind of ghost penalties too. But they score on the 4-on-4 situation. Once again, it's Knutson, his third of the weekend.
And again, the Mavericks doing a great job of blocking shots. They create a turnover and a breakaway. Knutson is in, shoots, score.
They did block a lot of shots in that first period too on Saturday night, Coach. That was one of them right there, and then they ended up going back the other way.
Well, they really did a good job of blocking shots. They front you in front of their net, and it's like three goalies. Like I was watching, like I said, the tape, and the one player there is actually almost like standing in a goalie stance, and he throws his leg out and blocks it. But they did a good job of blocking shots, and we discussed that. We talked about that. And, yeah, unfortunately on this one they block a shot, and this is the one it got mixed up. It was on Saturday night, and then they throw it, and our defenseman does a good job coming back, pushes him to a backhand. The guy sort of whiffs on it and goes right underneath Devin, and not a good goal, and tough one to give up in that situation.
Then they score on the power play at the 14:29 mark, making a 2-0 score.
Shot taken, and that one wide of the net, wrapped all the way around. And Michaelis goes back up top. Brickley again, switching spots with Scheid. Scheid will get it. Scheid will look, sends it over for Michaelis. Did not shoot, sends it rink wide, and Scott scores. Brickley sneaking down, and he did a nice job of knocking down a bouncing puck, and he went top over the shoulder of
Devin Carroll. And that play, he's such a big defenseman, and he was able to find his way to the back door there.
Well, he did, and we, you know, we one of the other issues with their PK is a lot of our top penalty killers are taking the penalties. You know, Neville's in the box. Reed Sterles happened to be in the box on this situation. Dylan Stamen's taking penalties. So, you know, that even makes it compounds things. So, but on this particular goal, we had a senior forward out there, and he's played a lot of hockey. He knew his assignment. He should have been on that back door, and you can see in the tape, he sneaks into the middle to cover a guy that's already being covered. And it's not even a pass there. The guy just sort of throws it towards the net. And Brickley, actually, it's about a foot and a half, maybe 2 feet off the ice, actually. He knocks it down with a stick out of the air, goes down to the ice, and he puts it in. And Devin's there, but he's got his pad inside the net, you know. And another, you know, tough goal, lucky bounce, whatever you want to call it. And we just we have no puck luck right now. I mean, zip, zero, zilch. And we have to continue to make sure that we work hard, and eventually that'll turn around. So, but again, tough goal. We give one up, and then we're back shorthanded on a tripping penalty. And that's the other thing, the penalties we're taking and where we're taking them on the ice. I mean, like I said, we've got to be smarter about what we're doing and stay focused and you know, get in the game, especially after you give a goal up. You can't take a penalty 2-3 minutes right after that, because now, you know, they've got the momentum, they've got that spark, they've scored the goal, the fans are into it, the energy's going, and bang, we take another penalty. And obviously both nights we gave up 3 goals in the first period, and that's really hard to come back.
Yeah, Mike Neville is off, takes a tripping call, is what you're talking about, and then Mark Michaelis, the German native from C.J. Franklin and Brickley, gets their third goal of the game.
Brickley over for Scheid now, and Scheid back over for Brickley. Shot blocked in front by the Huskies, a shot goal. Rebound right there, and Michaelis buried it past Carroll, and it's 3-0 Minnesota State on yet another power play goal.
And that's one of the ones you were talking about, Coach, how the puck just kind of went
right
to their guy,
yeah,
and
no
banged it home.
Yeah, and when we had opportunities, they seemed to bounce to us, and Huggins was there. He made the stops. And on this one, we do a good job. We block the shot. We front it. It falls down to Shane Hanna's foot, and their guy just sort of pokes it, and it goes right to the backdoor guy, and we have a forward that's leaving the zone instead of staying with him. So, like I said, we have to play smarter, but I thought Shane did a real nice job of fronting that shot, blocking it, everything you want to do, and they tied him up. He just couldn't get a stick on it to clear it up the ice. But, again, we got Sterles in the box and then Neville in the box, and you know Neville's one of our top face-off guys. Way too many penalties from our guys, killing penalties, and they're getting frustrated right now. Our guys are frustrated with the penalties and the calls they seem to be making, but at the same time, you know, we have to understand what they're calling, and we have to do a better job if we're taking penalties to kill them. And that's one of our messages right now. We're not doing a good job killing them, so we can't take them. It's a double-edged sword there.
Took 4 penalties in the first period. They scored on 2 of them and made it 3. to nothing, and then the other one was 4-on-4, as you mentioned. All so they get, yeah. We get outshot 11-6 in that first period, 14-9 in the second. There's no scoring again in that second.